Mandi, the heavenly assembly in this round room. Now, who was there in this heavenly throne room? We have a look at this painting here by Maximilian Janče, an Austrian artist of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We see what? We read in verse 4, chapter 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 living creatures, full of eyes, before and behind. Now we have 4 angels, 4 living creatures, who form the seat of the throne. They are closest to the Father in heaven. And around them, 24 elders, saints, redeemed. They come out of mankind. It could be that they had been taken to heaven after Jesus' resurrection. Because we read in Matthew 27 that some were resurrected with Jesus. And it seems that he has brought them to heaven as a fruit, like a firstborn. These elders around the throne, worshipping the Savior there, the Creator, these 2. Now, these angels, these living creatures, which represent the throne, they worship the Father and the Son as well. And the 24 elders, they're the heavenly government. It's interesting to see that in the universe, you have the same principle all the time. There is a center, and around the center, in a circle, there's a movement. For example, in our solar system, there's the sun, and around the planets, they go in a circle. If we are in a special view with a telescope, we can even see these planets. They go around the sun, a center, planets moving around. Now all the yellow points up in the sky, when we look up to the sky in the night, suns surrounded by planets. And all the suns together form a galaxy. And in a huge distance, the next galaxy. And at a huge distance, the next galaxy. A summary of suns, billions. And all these galaxies go around the heavenly throne. They move around. macrocosmos. In a microcosmos, we have the same structure. In an atom model, you see, there's a center, and around it, electrons moving. That's the structure of this universe, in miniature and in the universe, a center, and there are elements moving around. And we can have a look there into the center. That's a privilege, isn't it?